enemy that's alive and well in Ephesians chapter 6, it tells us that we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. We're wrestling against principalities and powers. Now, I wasn't going to do this, and I know we're just on the edge of going over time, but I'm going to share something. I have dreams every once in a while. I mean, I dream a lot, but a lot of them are just like, whatever. I wake up, I'm like, phew. But I had a God dream back a few weeks ago, and it wasn't about the country per se, but it was, I knew what God was saying through it. And I dreamt that I was descended in this place. I descended down some steps into this place, and it was the walls were like concrete. They weren't like cinder blocks, but they were concrete. It was very dark, and it was very cold and damp. And it's the kind of thing you see in horror movies with dripping water, and you just hear all these sounds. And I knew I was down there for a reason. And the walls were all green with like mold, and there was like here and there would be like a light hanging from a wire, and the lights were really faint, very faint, and just flickering. And as I was walking down this hallway, I didn't see anybody, but I started calling out names. And I didn't know what names I was calling. I was just calling specific names out. And as I went down to the end of this corridor and turned a corner, there were rooms off of the side of this corridor. And there were people in these rooms. As I'd call a name, a person would come out of this room. And they were just like, they were a very vacant look on their face. Their eyes were very vacant. They were very, they were just there. They were just there. And as I just kept calling out names, and people would come out of these rooms and just come and stand there. And the rooms that they were coming out of, when I looked into them, the walls were covered with flies. Like big, black, ugly flies. And as soon as I saw that, I found myself beginning to rebuke the spirit of Antichrist and command it to let these people go. And this is what I really believe the Lord was showing me. That's what the people in this world are under. That's what they're living under. They don't know what they're doing. They don't have the light of God. There's no light for them. There's no light of God. They're just existing. That's all they are. And they're under the influence of Beelzebub, the Lord of the Flies. That's what the scriptures call them. They're under that influence. And when we're in prayer, there's times God will have you call out very specific things when you're praying for people. And what are we doing when we do that? We're calling people out of darkness so they can see what they're doing, what they've given place to. That is how powerful our prayers can be. And I just believe that. And there was another part afterwards that I think was more for me personally that I'm not going to share, but it was a complete contrast to that. But when you look at somebody and you see the worst things that are going on in the country today and in our world, and you want to judge people and you want to get on them and speak things that are according to how they're walking, try to keep that picture that I shared with you in mind. That's what they're living under. They are living in darkness, in gross darkness. They're under the influence of something that is so ungodly. Principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, they're in bondage under that. And when you're in bondage and when you're deceived, you don't even know. You don't see it. You don't understand it. But our prayers can rescue people. It can turn people. It can rescue people from those situations. That's why you never want to give up. I don't care how bad it looks, what they're saying to you, if it's a situation that somebody that you're aware of, that you know them personally. It doesn't matter how bad it is. I go back to what our lives were like before the Lord got a hold of us. Do you know it took God 2 years to get us? Some people don't want to pray for 2 minutes. They don't want to pray for 2 weeks or 2 months. 2 years it took. People prayed for us for 2 years until we finally surrendered our lives to the Lord. So don't give up. If God's laying people on your hearts, don't ever give up. And even after you get him into the kingdom, you need to pray as Epaphras did in Colossians 4:12. He prayed that they would become people of ripe character and moral conviction. Sometimes we just need to be praying for people's character to ripen and for some moral conviction in their life. They're just carnal. But if we don't do this, who's going to? Amen?